Morning. Good to welcome all of you to our worship service today. We have a special baptism we'll be talking about in just a few minutes and lots to celebrate today. But as we get started today, we also have a sad bit of news, and that is that today is one of our choral scholars, Bobby Arcovia, yeah, I couldn't get it out. Barbie Arcovia's last Sunday with us. Bobby, if you'll come on up here. Bobby's being a traitor and moving to the next Lutheran church down the road. We do thank you. You've been here about 5 years or so? Almost 5 years Bobby has been here singing with us and singing, inspiring us in our worship. We give you thanks and appreciate that. And we always like to give you a small token of remembrance, which is a picture of the church. So anyway, that way you can remember us, even though you will just be 3 or 4 miles down the road. Now, having said all that, Bobby will be back here one more Sunday. Was that the last Sunday in the month? The 29th, Jim had already arranged for him to direct the choir while he plays something else, and so Bobby will be back that Sunday, but today is his last official Sunday with us. You're going to be, tell him what you're going to do over at Christus Victor.
I'll be the choir director at Christus Victor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Also, please note in your Go and Serve the announcement about the security training that we have coming up on September 26th. We especially want all the leadership in the congregation to be there, but anybody who has interest and wants to be part of that, you are invited to come as well. That's September 26th at 6 p.m. Also, you'll see in your Go and Serve that we'll be doing flu shots here at church like we usually do. That's on October 6th. Advanced paperwork and stuff will be here and available by next Sunday, so watch for that. You've been seeing in your Go and Serve an announcement about the No Capital Appeal, and it says in there, I think we're up to $67,000. As of the end of August, we're now up to about $76,000. So yay for y'all. Then finally, I'm afraid to do this, but I do have to turn it over to our stewardship team at this point. Well, louder now.
Okay. First of all, if you happen not to be here last week, our stewardship campaign this year is Pathways of Partnership. And what we want to remind everybody is that we're all so involved, and we went through last Sunday and had people raise their hands for all the different things that you're involved in. And I'm sure if you were like most of us, we weren't even aware of how many different things that we've done to make a difference. And we need that every week, we need that. And so we were reflecting inward last week on the things that we do here in the church. And so I'll turn it over to Preston since he's not wearing a poster.
Talk about the things, the pathways that we take as individuals and as a congregation to reach out to our community and our state. We all take different pathways, but somehow they all seem to end at the same destination, and that is our showing the love of Christ to the community in which we live. Now, remember last week we did ask some questions. We asked you to raise your hand. Make sure I don't. I'm going to go over these questions.
Okay.
Make sure I don't miss any.
Okay. I'll let you know.
All right. Raise your hand if you have ever helped in any way to serve a lunch on the lawn. Oh, yeah. A lot of people have done that. What about help with family promise, served a meal, sat with the family, spent the night? Have you ever made donations or helped in any way with Williamsburg? Like a Christmas party, took a truck down, loaded a truck, donated items. have you ever helped with our preschool, such as going to the spring cleaning, participating in the auction that they have, giving money to their scholarship fund? What about contributing to our food pantry? It used to be called the pastor's pantry. I don't know what it's called.
Hope and Help.
Hope and Help. Have you ever served as a 525 player? That's a terrific gift. Not all of us have the talent for that. What about Camp Help Out with Camp Hub? A lot of our young people have done that. Or Camp Gift. What about offered up school supplies? We just finished up our school supply drive. What about coats? Now that's going to be coming up soon. Providing coats for people who don't have them. Our giving tree, I know, is going to be coming up soon. Anybody provided presents for that? And then, well, I guess that's it. Connie, did I miss anything? Offering? Oh, yeah, offering, our offerings. We could not do any of these things without your financial support. This building we use as a base of operations, our church staff, we couldn't do anything without your offerings. And I might also say that our offerings, some of our offering goes to the South Carolina Senate, which engages in projects which are far too big for this small congregation to tackle, such as starting new mission congregations and starting early education initiatives in some poverty-stricken areas of the state. So your offerings do mean a lot. Redeemer is just a small congregation, and don't get me wrong, we as individuals and as a congregation, we do a lot. And I think we've proven it with all this pantry that we've done. So thank you for all you've done. Thank you for your contributions. And Connie,
yes.
How could you see well enough to know that we didn't do the offering?
Well, I just sort of stepped out of the box and tried something different, like the way that everybody has the ability. Maybe they don't even know that they might want to try participating in some of these things. They might find that, hey, I can do this.
Next week, we'll talk about our outreach to the world. Thank you.
Thank you.
At this time, we are excited to celebrate the baptism of Estella Jean Coggins. If Amy and Brandon would bring her forward. In baptism, our gracious Heavenly Father frees us from sin and death by joining us to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are born children of a fallen humanity. By water and the Holy Spirit, we are reborn children of God and made members of the church, the body of Christ. Living with Christ and in the communion of saints, we grow in faith, love, and obedience to the will of God. Called by the Holy Spirit, trusting in the grace and love of God, you desire to have your child baptized into Christ.
I do.
As you bring Estella Jean Coggins to receive the gift of baptism, you are entrusted with responsibilities. To live with her among God's faithful people. Bring her to the Word of God and the Holy Supper. Teach her the Lord's Prayer, the Creed, and the Ten Commandments. Place in her hands the Holy Scriptures and nurture her in faith and prayer so that she may learn to trust God, proclaim Christ through word and deed, care for others and the world God made, and work for justice and peace. Do you promise to help Estella Jean grow in the Christian faith and life? People of God, you promise to support Estella Jean and pray for her in her new life in Christ. I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the powers of this world that rebel against God?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God?
I renounce them.
Congregation, please rise. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters, and by your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family, and through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By the baptism of Jesus' death and resurrection, you set us free from the power of sin and death and raise us up to live in you. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. To you be given honor and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Estella Jean Coggins, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, there you go. Thank you. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit you give your daughters and sons new birth, cleanse them from sin, and raise them to eternal life. Sustain Estella Jean with the gift of your Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, the spirit of joy in your presence, both now and forever. Amen. Stella Jean, child of God, you have been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Amen. Please rise.
Let us welcome the newly baptized.
We welcome you into the body of Christ and into the mission we share. Join us in giving thanks and praise to God and bearing God's creative and redeeming word to all the world. Thank you. We're excited to have Estella, you call her Stella.
Essa.
Yes. Okay, I didn't get that right. Essa. Okay, we call her Essa. We're glad Essa's our newest member here at Redeemer Lutheran Church. Thank you very much. We're excited for y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you. You can blow out your candle. Yeah.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, overflowing with mercy and compassion, you lead back to yourself all those who go astray. Preserve your people in your loving care, that we may reject whatever is contrary to you and may follow all things that sustain our life in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Be seated, and with the children, please come forward. Well, good morning. So, you know what I thought we would do today?
What?
I thought we would play hide and seek. Have you ever played hide and seek? You with your brother, you've played hide and seek before. Y'all have probably played hide and seek too. Oh, what you spied with your little eye, but he found you.
Blue.
Something blue, yeah.
Do
yeah.
we play that?
No, we're going to play hide and seek.
But
the thing is, we're all going to be it. So when you play hide and seek, the person who's it, they have to go find somebody who's hidden, right? But we're going to play hide and seek a little differently. We're all it, and we're going to wait here till the thing that's hidden finds us. Okay? So, I have hidden in here a little thing. It's about that big, and it's a sheep. And we're going to wait for it to find us. Like an animal.
Sheep.
I hid it.
Say animal.
An animal, like a little sheep, you know, like wool and stuff. Do y'all know where?
Right there?
No, that's a baby. No, that's a baby. Do y'all?
It could be at the farm.
No, it's not at the farm. It's right here in this room. Where could it be? Where? Cece, what are you pointing at?
I see it.
You see it right over there. Yes. It's hidden right up there. See it? Little sheep. You can go get it. Yes.
No,
that would be perfect.
Please.
No, she already asked, so I can't let you go get it. But she can get it and hand it to me. That would be great. Thank you. Thank you so much, Cece.
And can I hold it?
You can hold it for just a second. Yes. Now, the thing is... Is that how you really play hide and seek?
Yes.
You wait for it to come find us? No. Do you think this thing could have found us?
Right there.
It was right there, but it couldn't really find us because it really... That's right, but it's not really alive, so it couldn't have done that.
Look.
Yeah, there's a sheep right here. We could have found that sheep right here, right? So anyway, but Cece found it first. Sit down a second. And so the point that I wanted to make to you to let you know is the thing about God is just like Cece found the sheep and the sheep couldn't find us, we can't always find God. But you know what? Does God find us? Yeah, God is always reaching out for us, inviting us, welcoming us into God's arms. No. That's it. It's the only thing I have hidden. We can't play another time. Yeah. But anyway, that's what I wanted you to remember today is that God hunts for us and God finds us. And that's what we celebrate today. All right, let's have our prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for your amazing, overwhelming love. Thank you for seeking us out and finding us in your love. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord. Thank you.
A reading from Exodus. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once. Your people, whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt, have acted perversely. They have been quick to turn aside from the way that I commanded them. They have cast for themselves an image of a calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt.' The Lord said to Moses, 'I have seen this people, how stiff-necked they are. Now let me alone so that my wrath may burn hot against them and I may consume them. And of you, I will make a great nation.' But Moses implored the Lord, his God, and said, 'O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand. Why should the Egyptians say, it was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath, change your mind, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, how you swore to them by your own self, saying to them, I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven. And all this land that I have promised, I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord changed his mind about the disaster he had planned to bring on his people. The word of the Lord. A reading from 1 Timothy. I am grateful to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me because he judged me faithful and appointed me to his service. Even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a prosecutor, and a man of violence. But I received mercy because I had acted ignorantly in unbelief, and the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. The saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. But for that very reason I received mercy, so that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display the utmost patience, making me an example to those who would come to believe in him for eternal life. To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to Jesus, and the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
A speeding motorist was caught by radar from a police helicopter in the sky. An officer pulled him over and began to issue a traffic ticket. The driver, very frustrated, looked back and said, "How did you know I was speeding?" And the police officer pointed somberly to the sky. And the motorist looked back with eyes wide and said, "You mean that even God is against me?" No, I don't think so. In fact, God has mercy. Nevertheless, I wanted to share that story with you today because I think being pulled over for speeding is an experience that many of us have shared, but also one of the few places in our lives where we probably really understand what mercy is. As that police officer approaches your door, you know you're guilty, but you're begging, you're hoping, you're praying for mercy. Some synonyms for mercy are benevolence, blessing, charity, clemency, forgiveness, grace, leniency, pity, and forbearance. We tend to like those words much better than mercy's antonyms: disdain, ill will, malevolence, mercilessness, unkindness, disfavor, cruelty. Maybe the best way to define mercy comes from a story about Napoleon, Emperor of France. A mother once approached Napoleon asking for pardon for her son. The emperor replied that the young man had committed a certain offense twice and justice demanded death. "But I don't ask for justice," the mother explained. "I plead for mercy." Napoleon replied, "But your son does not deserve mercy." "Sir," the woman cried, "it would not be mercy if he deserved it." "Well then," the emperor said, "I will have mercy." That's the unique thing about mercy. Like grace, it's undeserved. Instead of what we deserve, we get love. We get understanding. We get mercy. It's mercy we see in our Old Testament story. And if ever there were a people who deserved God's wrath and destruction, it was these folks. Look at all that God has done for them. They were slaves in Egypt, but God heard their cry and came to save them. Through 10 astounding displays of power and miracle, he brought the Pharaoh to the point of letting them go. When the Pharaoh changed his mind and chased them to bring them back, the waters parted and they were saved. Daily, they were led through the wilderness by a pillar of smoke and fire. Daily, they were fed by the manna. Daily, they drank water from a rock. Finally, they had come to the mountain of God, and Moses went up on the mountain while they waited. Moses was up there for a long time. And eventually, they had waited as long as they could. And even though the manna was continuing to feed them, they built for themselves a golden calf to worship. Up on the mountain, God said to Moses, "After all I have done for them, look what your people have done. I will wipe them from the face of the earth." But Moses begged for mercy. "These are your people whom you have saved," Moses said. "You are a God of love and mercy. Be true to that and have mercy on them." And God did, loving his unlovable, stiff-necked, rebellious people. And it was a mercy received. In our gospel lesson today, we hear the call to give mercy. Jesus had been eating with the Pharisees, spending time with the upper crust and religious elite and discussing with them. Then suddenly they all see him eating with tax collectors and sinners and they start to grumble about it. They didn't think that it was seemly for him to spend time with people like these. So Jesus told a couple of stories about mercy. A story about a shepherd leaving 99 sheep to go off in search of one, and a story about a woman who lost a coin and how she searched for it and celebrated when she found it. God is like that, Jesus told them, reaching out to, searching for, and having mercy for the lost and rejoicing when they return. And if you want to be part of what God is doing in the world, you can't just desire to receive mercy. You also need to give it. You need to live in understanding and compassion for others. In Lorraine Hansberry's play, A Raisin in the Sun, there is a striking scene. In the play, a poor family inherits $10,000 from a life insurance policy, and for once, at long last, they see a future for themselves. They all make plans for the ways to use the money to change their situation, to get out of their dire poverty. But in the end, They give all the money to their son, who has a plan with a friend to go into business together. The friend skips town with the money, and the son has to go tell his family. Their hopes for the future have been stolen. Their dreams for a better life shattered and gone. His sister lashes into him with harsh words, venting her anger in the strongest vile language, calling him every despicable thing imaginable. That's when the mother says to her, "I thought I taught you to love him." The daughter answers, "Love him? There's nothing left to love." The mother replied, "There's always something left to love. And if you ain't learned that, you ain't learned nothing. Have you cried for that boy today? I don't mean for yourself and for the family because we lost the money. I mean for him and what he's been through and what it done to him. Child, when do you think is the time to love somebody the most? When they done good and made things easy for everybody? Well, then you ain't through learning, because that ain't the time at all. It's when he's at his lowest and can't believe in himself because the world done whipped him so. When you start measuring somebody, measure him right, child. Measure him right. Make sure you done taken into account what hills and valleys he come through before he got to wherever he is." That's the God we want, isn't it? A God who loves us when we are at our lowest. A God who understands when we have messed up and when the world has whipped us. A God who holds us when we no longer believe in ourselves. And a God who invites us into relationships of mercy with others. God of mercy. That's not just the God we want. That's the God we have. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Almighty God, we are lost without you. Thank you for finding us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for your generous love, which comes to us no matter how far we wander away from you. Walk with us in every moment of life, that we may feel close to you always. Lord, in your mercy, living Savior, there is so much in our lives that needs redeeming. Forgive us of our wrongs. Forgive us of the good we failed to do. Lead our hearts in true repentance and our lives in following your way. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, bring your compassion on all who are hungry, who are poor or ill, all who are lonely or far from home. Bring your healing, your help, your strength to uphold us. Bless all your people, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, serving Savior, as you came to save us and to teach us about your love, guide us to live lives of love for others. Open our hearts and work through our hands. As we have received from you, may we give to others. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
us pray. God, our provider,
we bring nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out of it, except the gifts you have first given us, which we bring to your table, and with them the offering of our lives.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift it to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy are you, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name. Hosanna in the highest.
God, you created a world in which all might be satisfied by your abundance. You dined with Abraham and Sarah, promising them life, and fed your people Israel with manna from heaven. You sent your Son to eat with sinners and to become food for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life given for us and his rising from the grave, we await his coming again to share with us the everlasting feast. By your Spirit, nurture and sustain us with this meal. Strengthen us to serve all in hunger and want. And by this bread and cup, make of us the body of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever.
Mercy on us, mercy on us, mercy on us.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. God of blessing, at this table we have seen you face to face, and in the gift of Christ's body and blood, our hearts have been refreshed. Send us now to shine with your goodness and bear witness to the one we have received, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.